News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
It is a Leaving Cert like no other, and it kicks off today. And of course, while study might be over for the students, the work is just beginning for their parents. Here with some advice on how best to support our children and keep a cool head and indeed possibly settle your own stomach over the next few weeks, Dr. Anne Keogh, who is a senior clinical psychologist and a chartered member of the Psychological Society of Ireland. Good morning, Anne. Thank you for joining us. Sorry
Good
for keeping
morning.
You waiting. If there was ever a year to be stressed about your offspring's exams and results, this is the one. So can you, one piece of advice that you could give us, or that you think listeners need to hear and take on board on day one to ensure that the children get off on the right foot and that we get off on the right foot with them?
Sure. I think parents, I mean, the whole country holds their breath on this day because everybody remembers the sort of start of their big exams. For young people, I would say that it's okay to feel how you feel. You know, literally you can only do the one next thing, so you can only do your best. And to respect how maybe how your friends are feeling, not everybody reacts the same to exams. And to parents, I would say, give your young person space. You know, you don't have to make it, you know, you can't make it better. It is just a really hard day. So like do small little kind acts, you know, I'm sure that people will be very stressed and irritable is quite common as well. So just give them room is all I would say to parents. Try and remember like how hard it is. And to young people, I would say, mind yourselves. It's a really tough day, especially everything that this class has been through already.
There's two kind of extreme views on this. One is that you know, it's really tough. There's the, I suppose, the snowflake argument or the woke argument, and people of my generation don't understand what they've been through. And to be honest with you, I think they're right. I don't think any previous generation can understand what this generation has gone through. None of them have certainly had to deal with the lockdown and a pandemic. Then there's the other one, which is, oh, for God's sake, get on with it. Each generation, you know, is prepared and built for what is in front of it. Where do you settle on that? Do you think that they have it tougher than any previous generations?
Well, I think no one has ever sat a Leaving Cert like this before. So I think it's not for anyone else to comment. I think let's leave it to the class of, you know, this year to tell us how it is. I'm always cautious of very polarized views either way. You know, you're kind of arguing yourself into a corner. Mm. Let's let these young people tell us how it is. And I'd listen to them. I'd trust them. You know, their opinion is extremely valid. It hasn't happened before. You know, they are wearing masks in their exams. They have been mostly at school from home for a lot of the time. And we haven't had this kind of Leaving Cert before. So let's hear how it goes. Let's hear from them how it feels before we sort of judge them. I think it's very easy to sort of throw a judgment on young people. And we haven't, you know, we haven't done this before. I didn't have to do this.
No, I think they've had the toughest ever, and then throw up. I think just growing up in this era is the toughest ever, and then throw a pandemic on top of it, you know. Anyway, we'll leave that one for the time being. How do you steer a pair? Look, we're all very good at cheerleading and going, good on you, well done, and yeah, you'll be great in this all. But unfortunately, a lot of us are going to have to deal with children coming home who are distraught because it didn't go the way they want. How do we comfort them? How do we pick them up? Or what do we say? Or more importantly, what do we not say?
I think you're totally right about what you don't say. I think it's really important to just make room for how anyone feels. Oftentimes, as parents, we want to fix it and make it better. But actually, if we can just give a child a bit of room, or a young person a bit of room, to literally just spread out how they feel or tell us how they feel, and just sit with that, sit with them in that, rather than fixing it, making it better, taking it away. I think any of us, when we're stressed and we feel heard, we calm somewhat. You know, I mean, I'm the same. If something is really stressing me, and I just want someone to listen to me for a while, as opposed to fix it or make it better or take it all away. So I would say, give them room. Give them room to just be how they are.
Yeah, my daughters give out to me all the time saying, Dad, stop asking what's wrong. If I want to tell you, I will. And if there's something wrong, you should know better than to annoy me about it.
Mm-hmm, well, well, fair play to them for being very direct.
They get that from their mother.
Yeah, well, young people are very brave. Like they're often telling us what they need.
Yeah.
And people are often set in their agendas. It's a lot to do with our values as parents, like what we think a young person wants or needs.
Okay.
But I would say they just need us to listen, make room for whatever they have today. So yes, some of them will be coming home devastated or not, or really elated, or just, you know, really tired.
A good hug tends to say a lot more than words in these situations, I find. And I'm going to have to leave it at that. We'll leave this and wrap this up with just wishing everybody all the very best. Dr. Anne Keogh, Senior Clinical Psychologist there.